Good afternoon, a gusty south wind has increased today across interior New York and New England out ahead of a cold front that's approaching from the west. Temperatures along with this south breeze are surging well above normal, and most everyone will be in the middle and upper 40s before the day is through. As the front draws closer, sunshine will gradually fade behind increasing clouds through the second part of the day, and there is an increasing chance for some rain showers, especially across the Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills. Temperatures will continue to hold in the 40s later on this evening as a steadier round of showers move through. Overnight tonight, the front will pass by. Some of the rain showers will change to snow showers across the highest terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, but temperatures will stay relatively mild, and most everyone will be in the 30s for overnight lows. On the backside of the front, we'll dry out during the day tomorrow. Any morning clouds will give way to partly sunny skies during the day. Only slightly cooler, though, behind the front, with most everyone getting into the lower to mid-40s for the second half of the weekend. Another front will make a run at us for the day on Monday. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and there is the risk of a snow shower as the front pushes off the eastern seaboard, and highs will be in the mid-30s. A wave of low pressure will produce more clouds and the chance of light snow on Tuesday, with highs in the upper 20s. We'll dry out behind this system with full sunshine on Wednesday, but colder air with highs in the mid-20s before another system approaches from the west. This front will have a little more moisture with it to work with on Thursday, and a few rain or snow showers are possible. Then as the front stalls out, we'll have to track a low pressure wave from the deep south up the east coast. The exact track of this low will determine what we get for the day on Friday, so right now we'll put out the chance of snow with highs near 30 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front extending from the Great Lakes southeastward to the southern plains will be the focus for precipitation to start the weekend. Moisture from the western Gulf of Mexico will pool along the boundary, producing rain from western and central parts of the Gulf Coast to the western Ohio and middle Mississippi valleys. The rain will be heavy at times over the central Gulf Coast today, including the upper Texas coast and southern Louisiana, where flash flood watches and warnings have been issued. 2 to 4 inches of rain possible along the I-10 corridor. Meanwhile, another plume of moisture will stream into the Pacific Northwest and Northern California through the weekend, while the axis of moisture moves north. The moisture will generate rain and high-elevation snow over the Pacific Northwest and Northern California, with snow extending eastward over parts of the Northern Rockies through tomorrow morning. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for the Cascades of Washington and Oregon, as well as parts of Idaho and Montana where 1 to 2 feet of snow is possible. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 17 below zero at Estcourt Station in Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and breezy, lower 50s. Boston, mostly sunny, windy, near 50 degrees. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with showers and highs near 50 degrees. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees. The average low, 14. The record high, 62, set in 1974. And the record low, 23 below zero in 1994. Sunrise this morning was at 7:15 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:02 p.m., 9 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds, windy today with a shower possible before sunset and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain and snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds and windy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows near 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds and windy today with a shower possible before sunset and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds, windy today with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds and windy today with a shower possible before sunset and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight, also areas of fog in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-40s. A snow shower possible Monday, mid-30s. Light snow possible Tuesday in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny Wednesday in the mid-20s. A few rain and snow showers Thursday in the mid-30s. And a chance of snow Friday with highs near 30 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.